این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Sahib Jawahir wrote such a book which if 100 human beings wanted to write, they would not be capable of writing it, and he was not from the affluent strata. It has been narrated that when he was writing, the book was not basement in Najaf, and Sheikh Ansari took it as a gift from Iran to Najaf. He had a humble home, and the door of one of the rooms opened to a corridor, as has been quoted. In the heat of Najaf, a hot wind would keep blowing while kept busy writing the book, Jawahir. Such task cannot be expected from a person who is fond of food, lust, wealth, and ambition, and so forth.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the subject of prayers, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, sound prayers drive away obscenity and vice from an ummah. You know, this sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is about the benefits of prayers for the ummah. Before talking about the benefit of prayers of a group of people, let's talk about the advantage of prayers for an individual. You know, for a person to remain away from sins, the primary thing is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and faith. One who forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not think about his action and character, and to fulfill his desire never thinks of any limit. The opposite of it is that the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us away from sensual desires.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi
sallallahu alayhi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said in that regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created lights in the hearts of his servants. Due to that shining, their ears start listening and eyes start seeing, and they leave enmity and mischievousness and obey his commands. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam in these sentences said that forgetfulness is the disease of the heart and deafness and blindness, which make the human beings rebellious, quarrelsome, and inimical from the true and right path. Moving to the benefits of congregational prayers, the great emphasis on congregational prayer in Islam indicates its great impact and result on Muslims' spirits and social life, in fact. In some traditions, a single congregational prayer is counted as more than 40 years of individual prayer in-house. Some of the most important impacts of the congregational prayer in our religion has been counted as manifestation of the Islam and ikhlas, showing the greatness of the religion, stoking fear in the hearts of enemies and peace in believers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day,
every night and every day.